At Blatchley Middle School on Wednesday afternoon, a ribbon cutting and a moment of celebration. Hundreds of people, including most of the student body, gathered underneath an enormous mural, which, as of Monday, now hangs on the side of the school building. The mural's theme, Choose Respect, is no accident. It coincides with a statewide campaign run by Governor Sean Parnell to address domestic violence in the state of Alaska. Katie Tipas manages the gubernatorial initiative. On Wednesday, with the crowd gathered in the Blatchley lot, she pointed out the very visible word, respect, at the top of the mural.
Now, can all of you see the word choose in there?
That was harder to find.
If you don't see it so well, look to the person next to you and say, show me, please. Help me.
So that's exactly what the crowd did. They pointed their fingers in the air and people said, oh, as the word choose became visible, spread across the entire mural, the C and the H behind a bear's head, the two O's filled with symbols of the Native and Filipino communities, the S and E behind a deer.
Okay. So you have the C all the way over here, and it's very hard for me to see at this angle, over to here. And those words, it was deliberate on the artist's part to have those not jump out at you. And the reason being is we are still working towards a place where everyone is respected.
And mural organizers like Elizabeth Schaefer hope that unveiling the work is not the end of a project, but rather the beginning of a dialogue about respect and domestic violence.
Around the dinner table, as we get together with friends, as we go out to coffee, as we take our hikes with a friend, we need to talk about it and see how we can be part of the solution in our own community.
Schaefer works in the district attorney's office in Sitka. Her job is helping crime victims navigate the court system, and many of those she deals with have experienced domestic violence. It's a trend that translates statewide.
The state of Alaska has epidemic rates of domestic violence and sexual assault and child sexual abuse.
That's Katie Tipas again from the governor's office. She says in 2010, a statewide survey revealed that 60% of adult women in Alaska had experienced intimate partner violence or sexual violence.
And those rates are astronomical. So that's the reason for the initiative, is that we really need to do something, and we need to be very effective at what we're doing.
She says Sitka's mural is impressive both for its scope and its speed.
To go from, you know, just sort of a vision to a finished project within a year really shows how this community has been able to come together. Until I saw sort of the text behind the mural, I didn't understand the depth and all the layering of it, and it's phenomenal.
And hopefully, says Elizabeth Schaefer, the mural will help people realize that building more respect in Sitka requires everybody in the community, no matter how old or young.
I think respect is something that's taught from infancy. It's taught by the way that we speak to each other, to our mates in the home, to our friends, how we talk about our friends, how we respond to the driver that cut us off in the street. I think respect is very multifaceted in the way that we model it to the children and other people around us, and it's what determines whether we can live at peace and with respectfully with one another.
Schaefer says it was moving to watch people come together to complete the painting and finish the project, and that she hopes that the sense of unity fostered in working on the mural will continue and translate to the broader community now that the work is on display. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.